bringing Christ to the nation.
La hora luterana.
Luther 小时.
Till wounds and Jesu Christo.
Bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
On January 26th of 2013, Pastor Andre Mueller, his wife Myra Mueller Rice, and their daughter Little Helena were called to assist the pastoral work in San Pablo's Lutheran Church in Uruguay. In that capacity, they support Christ for All Nations, Lutheran Hour Ministries. With extensive past experience in Brazil, Andre was challenged and moved by the Holy Spirit to help and serve in this new work in the country of opposites. A text for this devotion from the 10th chapter of Romans. For faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. Having served for a while as pastor of San Pablo's Lutheran Church in Montevideo, Uruguay, I have come to two conclusions. One, my family and I love this country, and two, this is a nation of contradictions. Allow me to share a few examples of those contradictions. In Uruguay, there is a huge prison called Freedom, and there is a mountain named Flat Hill. The government has decriminalized abortion and marijuana, but bans the consumption of mayonnaise in restaurants. Spiritually, there are numerous contradictions. Many people or mystics have red bows in their cars for protection and trust horoscopes and amulets. The contradiction? These same people are closed to hearing about the Savior and God's Word. In the time I have been here, I've been shocked to see how God's Word has been progressively banned from media, educational institutions, government, hospitals, family, and life. The nation is like the proverbial frog in the pot, which is being slowly heated. By stages, they are dying, but they don't notice because it is such a long process. As a graduate in history and knowing a bit about this issue, I see that our nation is just a few steps ahead of most Western countries. Of course, when I say ahead, I really mean we are, both morally and ethically, moving backwards a bit faster than you. In your country, like in ours, postmodernist colleges and political institutions love to point to historical abuses made by religious denominations. Along with that, they distort and misrepresent the true content of Christ's gospel. Yes, both of our nations are moving in the same sad and sinful direction. Thankfully, in this complicated country of contrasts, God provides a response and an answer. He tells us faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes from the Word of God. As Christians, we know the only channel to engender faith in human hearts is through that Word. All this means we have an opportunity and obligation to speak to our nations of contrasts while there is still time. I say this for two reasons. One, when Scripture speaks of the last times, it tells us in those days the Christians would be few and they will be persecuted. It warns us that it will be easy for our love to grow cold and we would find ourselves confronted by false doctrines and false prophets. Two, in those last days especially, we are called to do superior work as we testify of Him who called us from darkness to light. We are to point the lost to the cross of Calvary, where God's perfect Son substituted life for death for all who believe. Please understand, I share these things not to cause despair, but to encourage you who subscribe to the daily devotions to be faithful to Him who has conquered death for us and gives us eternal life. You need to know, in your own land of contrast, there will be difficulties. But if we see things with eyes of faith, we will see these problems and pains are nothing compared to the eternity which awaits us. Amen. We pray. Dear Lord, I give thanks that you have raised up faithful leaders to tell the world of sin and salvation. May their work be blessed and citizens in our nations be brought to the salvation which was won on Calvary's cross. This I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.